We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Mem Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines at the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. Knan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah. Ein Makifin, it's Mishnah Ovis, Ein Makifin Bechila Hashem. The loch is, the Mishnah says at least, that when it comes to Chil Hashem, Hashem is not Mayrich Af. He gives Einish right away. He doesn't give any time. Hashem doesn't make it like a chevni. Chevni is like a store that gives credit. He doesn't give credit. That if all your mitzvahs were even, so then this will be machriya, the scale lechayva. The chil Hashem machriya lechayva. So the first pshat makifah means that loshen hakafa. The second pshat makifah means that the second time makifin means ayin in it, lashon of ion, and ion in it. So ein makifin there, it's machras, and it won't be even. Zog to Gemara Vayta, Tana Rabbanan, Olam Yira, Olam Tapa on Beis, Olam Yira Adam Atzma Ki Ilu Chetzav Chayv Chetzav Zaka. A person every day of his life should look to himself Ki Ilu, he is exactly even right now, and the mitzvah he does will tip the scales of the schus. Does one mitzvah praiseworthy to him that he's in the mechriya himself l'kav schos? Does one avera, he's tipping the scales of chayva? Shenema, because the pasuk says in Keheles, Toiva chachma mebli karav v'choyte echad yabe toiva harbe. One chayt can lose a lot of toiva, and that's he looks like himself. He does one avera. That's going to tip everything to scales. This avera is more than one avera. It's going to tip the whole scale. Rav Leder of Shimon Aimer, you'll even have a bigger, like a klal yisrael cook on this. A whole world. Aimer lefisha oilam nidin acharubai. The whole world goes bust to the roif. Va'yachin nidin acharubai. And the yachin also is nidin after his roif, mitzvahs roif averis. So it could be you are the person who will tip the whole scale of the whole world. So also mitzvahas, asher shuris, atzma, you machriya, yourself l'kav schos, that's called oilam l'kav schos, and the whole world l'kav schos. You're causing the whole world to be tipped lechayva. That's the pasuk. One chait from one person, the whole world's toiva will get lost from your one chait. If someone's all his life a big tzaddik, Umarad ba'achroina, and the end of his life, he goes off. Even as a shoyin, he loses his mitzvahs. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, tzidkas atzadik lo yitzalenu b'yom pishoy, that the tzidkas of the tzadik, the good deeds he did, will not save him b'yom when he does have eretz. If a rosh gomer, and the opposite also is true. If a rosh gomer will call yomav, but also tshuva ba'achroina, he does tshuva at the end. Ain maskirin lo yishuv rishoy. They're not maskirin rishos anymore. Shenema says in the pasuk, "V'rishos harasha lo yikashava v'yoyim shuvay merishoy." That won't come to haunt him when he does tshuva. Freit the Gemara back to the tzaddik says, "The tzaddik does averis, he loses his chusim. Why? Whenever kemechsa v'ani mechschuyas. Don't what happened to schuyas? Okay, he did all his life schuyas. Now he did averis. Let it be mechsa. What happened to schuyas?" So Omar says, Omar answers, you're right. He always have his chuyas. But Omar Shlokesh, v'toya arashaynis. If you have charata on your mitzvahs that you did, so then you lose those mitzvahs. So comes our Shlokesh saying is that if you have a charata, that knocks it out. Frank Ravachon, Kairos Mamorim, that the Mesiel Sesharim says that tshuva is a special present from Hashem. Why? Because doing tshuva shouldn't work. If someone does something and then he has charata, it shouldn't fall off. That's what the Mesiel Sharm says. Frank Rav Chanan Vasserman says this Gemara, even by mitzvahs, if you have charata, you lose the mitzvahs. So you see, charata is a real turnaround. It's a real mitzvahs. You can lose your mitzvahs, so why should you lose your averus? You don't need a special present for that. But a mitzvah is not a special present, you lose it. So he asked this question to the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim answered him that you're right, that real charata on tshuva and charata on a mitzvah, taka is a mitzvah, so I'm losing it. The chiddush of tshuva is, if it's tshuva mahava, the chiddush is that the aveira is turned into schuyas, and it's tshuva meyira, the chiddush is that it works. So tshuva meyira means, someone does tshuva not because he really has charata on the chait. He does it because he's scared of a einish. That is a chiddush that tshuva works. A lot of times people do tshuva because they're scared they get an oinish. Or even better, they want a good year or something like that. So that shouldn't work, that tshuva. That's the chiddush of tshuva. Even then it'll work. Even, you know what I'm telling you, not mamish havcharata. They didn't mamish havcharata that they did that thing, or he missed that minion. You know, so much bicharata. Still, the halach is that there'll be a tshuva still. If he has a Kabbalah loss at least. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Kol Shiyishtoi b'mikra u'b'mishnah. Naya Mishnah. Anyone who learns Chumash u'b'mishnah, learns Mishnah with Derech Eretz, and he has Midas Toivis, that's how the Marsha brings down from the Rambam and Perish Mishnais, that it means Midas Toivis. So then, he is in good shape. Like Rashi, like the Marsha brings down Perish Rambam Derech Eretz, Shemasoi Matoni b'nachas ma'briyos. And Zok the Marsha, who had the Mishar Midas Toivis? So if someone acts like that, loy meheru yichoyte, he's not going to be choyte so fast. That means he learns chumash, he learns mishnah, and he behaves with midas toivos. He will not do a chayt. Shneim avachut amashulos loy meheru yinotek. V'chol she'enoi chut three things: mikra, mishnah, and derech eretz. That's three things: mikra, mishnah, and derech eretz. He's not going to be choyte. V'chol she'enoi loy mikra, loy mishnah, loy derech eretz. Someone doesn't have any of the three things. Enoi mina yishuv. He's not part of the klal. He's not part of the. He's not part of the world. He's not part of the people in the world. We'll see, he's maybe possible Eidus even. Zark to Gemara. And the reason why he's possible Eidus, we'll see, because he's supposed to waste his time. He's not learning. He's not doing Midas Tavis. He's a Moshe of Leitzim. Zark to Gemara. Omrav loz Rav Tzadik. Lama tzadikim v'sham b'ayim hazeh. What are tzadikim like b'ayim hazeh? Le'ilon shekulu eimet makam tahira. It's like an ilon that's in a beautiful place, a very clean, beautiful garden. V'noifinot l'makam tumma. And the branch is sticking out into a makam tumma. Nixas noifoy. All you have to do is cut off that branch and kula and welcome tyro. So the same thing. Kachos Baruch Hu, maybe Yisurim on tzaddikim by Elmazah. Kachos Baruch Hu brings Yisurim on tzaddikim in this world, which is that little branch. Kadeish Yisurim Abba. Kadei the whole tree Shvina Elmava. Shneimar, like it says in the pasuk, V'hoyer Reish Shisicha Mitzar. Beginning of your life will be tzar. V'achrischa Yiskem Oid will be unbelievable. What are Rasham like? The Ilan standing in Makom Tumma, and the branch is sticking into Makom Tyra. Nixas Noifa, you cut off the Noifa. Kuloi Aim in Makom Tumma. Then everything is in the Makom Tumma. Because Baruch Mashpilam Taiva Rasham, Baylam Azeh, he gives him Taiva in the Makom Tyra, he gives him Taiva just for the knife. In order that there should be nothing left, and they're going to be Yairish, they're going to inherit and be in the next world, L'madrega ha-tachtayna. Shneim is in the Pasuk, Yesh derech yosha fe'ish, but v'achrisa, it's a straight life for the person, but v'achrisa derechei maves. At the end, he will have derechei maves, which means Gehenim. V'kavar of Tarfin Zkenim v'sub malias based nitsa. Tarfin and Zkenim were sitting in the aliyah, in the second floor of Beis Nitzah, is a person's house. That was named Beis Nitzah. His name is Nitzah, Balud. And the Shiloh was asked in front of the Tarfon and Zkenim, what's bigger, Talmud Gadol or Maaseh Gadol? What's bigger, learning Torah or doing mitzvahs? Which one's better? Nenar Rab Tarfon, Amar Maaseh Gadol. Tarfon said, doing the mitzvahs are better. Nenar Rab Kiva, Amar, no, Talmud Gadol. Learning Torah is better. And everyone agreed. Nenu kulam v'amru, Talmud gadol shel Talmud v'dei ma'asa. Talmud is better because Talmud brings the ma'asa also. So it has both things, both characteristics. It has the ma'asa and the Talmud built in. Your learning will come with the ma'asa, and therefore to learn is better than doing the mitzvahs. Tanya b'yesi yomer, gadol Talmud shekodam l'chala abam shana. The Torah was given, and the mitzvah Talmud Torah was given by Har Sinai. And the mitzvah of chala was only given when they got into Eretz Yisrael. There it says Lashon Bivayachem, and we darshan that usually in the after Rosh Hashiva, but since here it doesn't say Kisavo, it says Bivayachem, that taught us that Yechayiv and Chala, Afrosh Chala, right when you get into Eretz Yisrael. So 40 years later, they got the Chala. But Torah was before the Chala 40 years. The Trumas and Maisers, which you have to wait another 14 years of Yerush of Yeshiva, they captured and settled the land. So it's Chamishim V'Arba, it's 54 years after the Torah. After 14 years of Yerushalayim Yeshiva, they started counting Shemitah. So 7 years later, which was 21 years after they got into Eretz Yisrael, they had the first Shemitah, which is 61 years after the Torah. The Shemitim Shishim V'achas. L'Yoivlois, Yoivol was 50 years after the 14 years. So it's 50 and 40 is 64. 64 plus 40 is 104 years later after the Torah was the Yovel. So let's see what the Girsa in our Gemara is. So the Shvita Shizvachas, the Yovel is Meyav V'Shalosh, 103 years later. What? Meyav V'Shalosh, 103 years? Meyav Arba, 104 years. We just made the Cheshbon. Meyav Arba, it's 104 years. And for the Gemara, Kosova Yovel Mitchiloso Mashamed. Even though Shemitah we know is Mashamed, at the end, after 7 years, Yovel Mitchiloso Mashamed. It's Mashamed by beginning. That's this man the Yama holds, that the Avodim go out by the beginning of Yovel, even though you didn't finish that year. But Rashi says, Avashviya same Mashamed of a Seifa. It's Mekate Shav Hashalim. The Shemitah is at the end. The loans are Mashamed at the end. Ukashem, so it says that the Torah was given all these mitzvahs. Ukashem shall limit kaimel lemaisa, just like we just established, that learning goes before doing a maisa mitzvah. Kach dinoi kaidim lemaisa. The inchim in the next world will be on Torah before lemaisa. Before maisa, Rav Muna, ein tchilas dinoi shel adam, the tchilas din of a person in the next world, ela divrei Torah. Shenem, it says in the pasuk, poitem mayim reishis modoin. It says in the pasuk, "Poyta mayim reishis modon." Poyta mayim means someone who is pyrik el tyra. Mayim always refers to the tyra. So reishis modon, that will be tchilas din. You're going to ask me, the Gemara in Shabbos says, when you go to din, what's the first question they ask? Is nasata v'nasata ba'emuna? That's they ask you, the first question. Zayfrek taisvis. Taisvim maskla ein tchilas din. Zok taisvis inside. V'adam midim v'bergman v'dlikin. Kish machlis v'adam v'din. Oymel nasata v'nasata ba'emuna. The punishment with pets will be not kaveh itim l'tayra. Because shame shadinoi kaidim l'maisa, kach schara kaidim l'maisa. Just like the din, the schar also comes kaidim l'maisa. Remember in the pasuk, vayitain lehem arzois goyim va'ama l'umim yirashu. Why? Bavur yishmeru chuka v'seirois av yitzayru aluka. And it says, Yishmer Chukah means Tishmerun Zer Mishnah. It's learning. That's where you get the schar for the learning before the mitzvahs. So it's at the end of the Mishnah. Kol she'en leiv mikra of leiv Mishnah, leiv derech eretz, enem in a yishuv. Om Rav Yechon, apostle le'edus. You are apostle le'edus. You're not part of society. You're not part of yishuv. Apostle le'edus. The Rashi, kibim she'enem in a yishuv, enem makbid ala atzmai. The only place is upon him. He can lie anytime. And therefore, he's apostle le'edus. Tanu Rabban, Brisa says, Ha'oicho b'shuk, harayta doyma lekelev. Someone eats b'shuk, he's doyma to a dog. The yesherim, when I was doyma to a dog, is posoleidus. Omer v'idiv ha'oven, halach yesherim, paschal yesherim, you're posoleidus. So if someone eats in the street, he's posoleidus. Now, what does it mean eating in the street? So it's a good thing you have toisus. If not, you know, we wouldn't have any edim or any chuppas anymore, it would be a big problem. You have to do Rosh Shiva's edim. So, zog toisus. So toisus brings down from the Yishalmi that that says the Rav Shimon bar Rebbe have a ochel b'shuka, chazer ha-meyom, ein shvach l'talmud lecha b'shuk. It's mashma, dafka talmud chacham shunu in the shuk, but all the personal kpeda. So he has a steer to Agamara. So he says, he wants to say, maybe pshat is, Agamara is talking about you're grabbing for someone else and eating. So Tosfos asks, that's a gazlan. That's not an ochel b'shuk, it's a gazlan. So he says it was less than a shavah bruto, or something that makbaron. So that's one mahalach. Another mahalach Rabbi Yoel Mefarish is that he goes to the meicherim, he goes to gourmet glat and tastes from every single dip. So that's the case. Ma'at ma'at makulam kilu roi to liklis mehem. Like he wants to buy it. He's getting a lunch, and that's why it's called a caliph. He's doing a little caliph. That's the another pshat. But last pshat is when it hampers the oichel b'shuk kind of so oichel suda the pas the gnai yaseh. It's suda the pas. So I gotta heard one time somebody asked Rav Victor Miller. Rav Victor Miller was saying that someone eats in the street, you know, even drinks or potato chips, he was saying it's not a good thing. So someone asked him, it says that you only like a kelev if you eat pas, if you eat bread. So he said, okay, you're right, he's like a puppy. That's what he said. Like upon him, either way, you know, at least you're a puppy, but like upon him, you should not eat in the street. He said, man, you might eat pas leidus. Zog mara vaita. Doris bar kaparo. Ragzin, someone gets angry, also be other el ragzin usa. Which Rashi means that not only does he get the einish, and it's a terrible thing to be someone who's angry, but it means also, it's not good for his health. He only gets his weakness. His body gets weak. It's not good for his health. But if he's a good person, they give him from his pre-maisav. And anyone you know that doesn't learn a word and doesn't do derech eretz either, dar hanomimenu. Be nada hanofimim. Shenema Moishev Leitzim Lo Yoshav, Moishava Moishev Leitzim. His place is a place of Leitzim, and therefore don't hang out with him and be not done off of him. Hadrin Allah, Parak Aisha Niknis, Beli Nadam.